This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. The number is 855-450-3733. Feel free to call in and discuss Corona. That's what we'll be talking about for most of today, because what else is there to talk about?
I guess it's what everybody's talking about, sadly. I mean, I'd love to talk about other things, but ultimately, when something's this big and this in your face, you have to talk about it, and there's no getting around it. Free Talk Live's always prided itself on addressing topics that other people aren't talking about, but sometimes you gotta.
Yeah, and the numbers, they don't look good. Stock market's down 17% on the week, the biggest fall weekly since the Lehman Brothers crash.
All the Trump gains are gone.
Gone, totally. Italy passed China in deaths. J.P. Morgan predicts a 14% decline in the second quarter.
Is that deaths per capita or deaths?
Total deaths.
Well, that's bad because Italy's a lot smaller than China.
Yeah.
And not to take a shot at socialized medicine, but I'm going to take a shot at socialized medicine because the socialized medicine proponents have all been taking shots at us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's fair. Oh, by the way, it's Mark with you.
Alex.
And Dave.
Alex, you're going to be sort of running the show today as a tester to see how you can do.
Indeed.
Yeah. But it's worth pointing out that Italy and the United States, you know, these two places have different healthcare systems, and Italy at this point in time is doing worse. I don't think that there's much to compare, right? Like, I don't think it's worth saying socialized medicine doesn't work in this circumstance, nor do I think it's worth saying whatever this bastardized system that the United States has doesn't work in this system either. I don't think it's not time to take those shots, and the evidence doesn't support either side, is what I think. Anybody agree or disagree?
The fact that they're politicizing the heck out of this is really making me sicker than the virus itself. It's time that we need to calm down, come together, and just see how we can work the problem. I'm just trying to picture how Apollo 13 would have worked out if Gene Kranz was arguing constantly with Jim Lovell and the ground control and everybody was like had their own agenda, you know, those astronauts would have died in the first 10 minutes.
I'm with you on that, but I mean who was the head astronaut on that one? I don't know.
Jim Lovell.
Jim Lovell. Okay. So our Jim Lovell is the federal government.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's more like Gene Kranz because he was the head of ground control, but it doesn't matter. The analogy works either way.
Whoever it is, I mean, should we really be listening to what they say? I don't know. I mean,
Well, it depends what they're saying, right?
Yeah.
I think it doesn't matter, federal government, normal person. Let's just listen to what they say. Is it reasonable? And I think that's the question we need to be asking. All Americans need to ask themselves, are the current measures reasonable?
Yeah.
If shutting California just shut down everything for a month, is that reasonable?
I think this whole stock market fall thing is completely pointless. I mean, there was no reason for it. But
I think there was reason for the stock market to fall with or without Corona.
Okay, well, yes, it was cruising for a bruising.
Well, here's the thing. The stock market's fallen before, and then it went up again. It's kind of like I look at my own personal life. I mean, there was a time in my life where I was actually like unemployed and homeless, and now I'm sitting on a tropical island enjoying my life. So, you know, it's like a lot of people out there, they're scared, they're depressed, they're angry, and they just have to understand that, hey man, this is gonna get better. I mean, life goes on. We've had this world is 4.5 billion years old. You know, when the meteorite hit and killed all the dinosaurs, life began again. And, when we had a stock market crash in 1929, we came back stronger than ever. Of course, we also had World War II. But, you know, it's like what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I think that fear, like basically, we have nothing to fear but fear itself, as FDR said. And I look around and I see a lot of people who are scared, and it's not good because, you know, fear is not even good for your immune system. And if it's okay, I'd like to read something. I got a great friend back in Michigan who's actually a American Indian medicine man. He's also a naturopathic physician. And I woke up to a text that he sent me yesterday, and then I talked to him for a long time. But this is the text he sent. The emotion fear affects the thymus gland, slowing or even stopping production of T cells. Okay, the T cells are what work with our immune system to kill.
Make you stronger.
Yes. The thymus sits on top of the heart, love. And fear and love cannot coexist with each other in the same place any more than light and dark are able to do the same. Faith, not fear, and common sense. Mitako yeyo yasin. Mitako yeyo yasin is the blessing that says we're all related, you know, all that stuff. It's kind of like the amen. But come on, guys. We can't be afraid of each other. We can't be afraid of people just because they cough. We got to use common sense, and we'll get through this, guys.
Well, I agree in general that we shouldn't overreact, but given the scale of what's going on, there should at least be some reaction. The question is, what are the costs and what are the benefits, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think washing your hands more frequently, avoiding large gatherings, all of those are very reasonable precautions. Where I start to take issue is when they say, let's shut down the entire economy.
Mm-hmm.
And that will save us when there's no evidence, right? You have countries.
Ladies and gentlemen, just take a look at what the world would be like if the Democrats got what they wanted. Because they want all the corporations to suffer. Corporation bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless, of course, those corporations are co-opted in a fascist system where they're working for the government.
Well, you're talking about the mainstream Democrats now. I'm talking about the
progressive wing.
Yeah, the progressive wing that really wants Sanders. Mind you, I am not dissing Sanders at this time. I would prefer him over Biden, but only because of his foreign policy.
Yeah. But, well, you know, I mean, I'm sorry, but Sanders is a communist, and, you know, you know,
he's probably what you would have called a communist back during the Red Scare.
Well, you know, it's funny. I talked about the red pill moment. All I got to say last week is that I think the John Birchers were right.
Well, there's some things I agree about them and some I don't. I mean, that whole UN Agenda 21 thing, I think they harp and that there's not much there. But that's my thing. You know, whatever.
Yeah, but I didn't mean to.
Yeah, so I was saying the real thing to think about is the second wave. So even countries that had previously contained it, Hong Kong, for example, they had done a good job containing it initially. Now they're having a large second wave as people come back. So the question we have to ask ourselves is, let's say that America, which is, you know, home of the free, right? You think we like to be locked up inside like cages? No. You tell an American, stay inside, the first thing they say is, I'm going outside.
No thanks.
Right? So, you know, you're trying to get them to... So say you're successfully convinced these very strong-minded people who don't like authority to stay inside. What happens 1 month later when everyone goes back outside again? Well, as we're seeing in other places, you start to get infections again. So it's a non-trivial risk to take into account.
Looks like breaking news here. A member of Pence's office tests positive for corona. VP's office... it's got a case going on there. So, and I think one of the things that I sort of was discussing on the way in here to the studio today with my wife, we're packing up, getting ready to leave the island for a little while. I want to be back with my parents during this time. My parents being my mother and her parents, is that you can have one of these two scenarios. You can either have that coronavirus is more deadly than the flu. And that's what they're saying, right?
Yeah, I think that's pretty clear.
Well, hold on. Or you could have far more people have this than we currently know.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, one of those two statements is true. Because we know, like, they're deriving their numbers by saying we have this many cases of confirmed corona and this many deaths. Well, you can't say that there's, you know, multiple unconfirmed cases, and I would say, you know, many multiple thousands, multiple millions unconfirmed cases, and I would say that they're saying that.
Well, based on, I think the best place to look would be South Korea, because they can do 20,000 tests a day.
Yeah.
So they're doing a lot of tests, probably higher than almost anywhere else in the world.
That's the number one thing the United States government should be working on.
And their death rate is less than 1%. Mm. So perhaps that supports the theory that there are many people who they're infected, but they're fine, right? And they're just not getting tested. They don't even know they're sick. And that could be why the death rate could be higher than it may seem. But right. It's certainly worse than the flu.
It's, well, I mean, yeah, okay, worse than the flu. But the flu we've lived with my entire life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the flu still killed more people in this time frame. In the same time frame the corona's been around, the flu's killed more people. Mm-hmm. I mean, not saying, yeah, does it have a higher death rate than the flu? Probably. But... I mean, if the death rate of the flu is a factor higher, I still don't think that it would be...
Historically, McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Coming to you from the Northern Mariana Islands. The number to call in is 855-450-3733. I'm Alex.
I'm Mark.
And Dave.
You want me to go on the read? Yes, let's talk about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source if you need to find out about cryptocurrency. And I think this is going to be the time for cryptocurrency to shine. If we have some kind of economic downturn, stocks stay down, people need to have some place to put their money. Traditionally, that place has been gold, but we haven't had a real economic downturn with cryptocurrency being a big thing. And I think that we're going to see it being going up. Yes, gold and cryptocurrency. If cryptocurrency acts like gold, then cryptocurrency will probably track down initially because everybody's pulling their money into cash in the marketplace. But money has to go someplace. Lots of money's been destroyed, but lots of money still exists. And when it goes places, I think some of that will be in cryptocurrency. Much smaller market, so I think you could see some precipitous rises, meaning you better find out about cryptocurrency. So go find out about cryptocurrency by going to Bitcoin.com. They've got some videos there that they can share with you. You can buy some Bitcoin Cash. You can get a wallet to hold your Bitcoin Cash. Everything you need is right there. They've made it the one-stop shop. Even some places that you can go spend and opportunities to go to games.bitcoin.com where you can play some games with cryptocurrency. The number, 855-450-3733. Going to Tom in New Hampshire, Alex?
Yes.
Okay. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. By the way, one of the favorite criticisms during the Cold War by people in the United States against the Soviet Union was that people had to wait in long lines to get toilet paper and it was strictly rationed. And now it seems the crony capitalist system is doing pretty much the same thing. You got to get to the store just as they're opening and they'll sell you, you know, limit to how many per customer. But one thing...
This is really the time it's worth acknowledging the preppers, right? The people who said, you know what, I'm going to have 100 rolls of toilet paper because I'm going to always use this stuff. I'm going to get it when I can get it on sale. You know, whenever the store is running a loss leader or whatever, I'm going to buy 100 rolls and I'm going to have all the toilet paper I need for a year or two or 10 or the rest of my life or whatever they did. And those people right now, they're sitting pretty.
Let me point something out here that in some... Hello?
Go ahead, Tom. I'm sorry.
Okay. Is that in some countries, like in Mexico and the Dominican Republic, you don't flush it down the toilet. You have a little trash can next to the toilet because the pipes are not designed to withstand toilet paper. And if that's the
normal... I'm not sure I believe that.
Actually, that's true.
I know they say it.
If you're going to point this... To point this out, that if that's the new normal here is the same as standard procedure in a lot of countries, then paper towels are just as good, and they're a lot easier to find at the store. Don't flush facial tissue down the toilet either, because it's the toilet paper that is specifically designed to be dissolved in water and to get dissolved in the pipes and everything. I'm saying that if you're going to use paper towels, and if that's the new normal, just like having to get the gallon of water because they don't have the half-liter individual bottles, and you have, poor darling, you have to pour it into a plastic disposable cup every time, I'll take that for now. If that's the new normal, you know, at least we still have water. At least we can still take care of, you know, our thirst and use the toilet. Using the trash can...
I think you're right, Tom. Thanks for the call. There are some things that in the United States are different, right? We flush toilet paper down the tubes, and we buy we drink water out of the tap. And around the world, basically, they don't do that.
You know, in the Philippines, they use a thing called tabo, which is like a little cup that they have next to every toilet.
It's a ladle, right?
It's like a ladle. And what they do is they put water from the tap in that, and then they wash their backside with that. And then the toilet paper...
It's like a poor man's bidet.
Yeah, and the toilet paper is basically just to dry yourself off afterwards. So, you know, when you go to those countries, it's not like a waste can with you know, poopy towel. Poop, you know,
it's not gross.
It's not. Yeah, it's not as gross. And then, of course,
well, let me talk about that real quick. So,
yeah.
Somewhere along the line, I found out about bidets and washlets, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it, so, a washlet is a bidet that actually fits on your toilet. People will call it bidet. It's called a washlet. Whatever. So, a washlet will shoot water up into your nether regions, and mine actually has a little blow. The blows in. And life for $400. I bought the premium one.
Yep.
Ian went and after he used mine, I'm like, come to my house and go number two.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. And I converted him. One use. Life is so much more luxurious. You can spend $400 on a lot of things in life or $200 or whatever.
Yep.
But this $200, the returns come every day, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had the same experience at the Narita Airport in Tokyo. And, you know, I went used a public toilet, and I haven't gone back to toilet paper since.
Well, I use the toilet paper to dab myself dry.
But like, for example, I like the way they do it in Thailand. They call it the bum gun. It's like a little hose on the side of the toilet.
Yep.
You have like a squirt gun thing, and, you know, you can reach in, and you got more control. But, you know, it's like this, you know, there are alternatives, and that's hopefully some people will, you know, who are pining for toilet paper have gotten an answer. And I'll just say one thing.
You're still using toilet paper, people?
Yeah.
What kind of animals are you?
And not only that, but if you have problems with hemorrhoids, it really helps. And if
you don't hear about that as much. Preparation H used to have ads all the time on TV. What happened to hemorrhoids?
Yeah. And another thing too, it's like, I don't know about me. I just never I could never get my paperwork complete. So I always had this itchiness. And
well,
after that, it's, you know, I don't want to be gross, but
I think that's completely a fair way to describe it. If you had something, like say a bird did its business on your arm or something,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't take a piece of soft paper and just wipe it off and say, that's good enough.
Yeah.
You'd go find some water and some soap and you'd wash it.
Yeah. And, you know, it just makes life more pleasant for me.
Were you going to comment on the water after that?
No. I mean, I don't think you need soap, but, you know.
No, I meant the drinking water.
Oh, drinking water. Oh, well, drinking water, we do bottled water here.
Yeah, pretty much most places I've been. Now, I don't know. I haven't spent a lot of time in Europe, but most places that I've been, besides the United States, you don't generally drink the tap water.
The problem with some of the tap water here is that we've got these wells that in the aquifer, the pumps. The aquifer is too thin in some places so that the freshwater lens is too thin, and it's hard to put the pump at the right level, so we get like kind of high saline water in some parts of this island.
I've never heard that term, high saline.
Yeah, too salty.
Oh, high
water.
Saline. Okay,
the water's too salty, and in other parts of the island we've got like in Kagman. They got nitrate problems because of the outhouses.
Mm, they have outhouses in Kagman. Huh. It's
some
like New Hampshire.
Just go in the bushes.
Want to tell us your toilet stories? Are you able to buy toilet paper? We want to know.
We're talking crap here.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Call in.
855-450-FREE.
Speaking of water.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is announcing a statewide stay-at-home order to stop the spread of the Chinese coronavirus. Speaking with reporters, the Democratic governor says there's a lot of misconceptions about what a stay-at-home order is.
You'll still be able to leave your house to go to the grocery store to get food. You'll still be able to visit a pharmacy, go to a medical office or hospital, or to gas up your car at a gas station. You'll still be able to go running and hiking and walk your dog.
Democratic governors in California and New York also have ordered that all non-essential businesses keep workers at home. And Pennsylvania's governor has ordered that all businesses that are non-life-sustaining close. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow closed on a down week, losing 913 points to finish at 19,173. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. The number is 855-450-3733. And, yeah, take it away, Mark.
Yeah, let's talk about Intercoin. Have you heard of Intercoin? Intercoin is working to make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. If you missed your opportunity to get in on Bitcoin from the start, then this could be it, right? Intercoin could be the next revolution in money, and I think it has a lot of opportunity to be that. Check out intercoin.org if you'd like to see. Pick up some of the coins for yourself if you like it. Check out the internet as just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency so that they can circulate it amongst their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Check out intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. Our listeners should know that Free Talk Live has received $40,000 worth of tokens by Intercoin for advertising, and we have to say that because the government says so. And Intercoin's being offered, and I think, as the first real legal security token out there. And they're following all the rules, and so we have to follow the rules, too. So there you go.
Cool. So, yeah, let's hear from some of you out there.
Matthew in Louisiana, Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark. Hey, guys. Good to hear you again. For a little while, I said, oh, no, they're taking Mark off the air. No, he just moved his studio.
Yes, Ian has been so kind. He's so interested in what's going on in the Marianas here that he has been so kind as to let me do up to 2 days a week here on Free Talk Live. We did 2 days this week, and I'm delighted by it. Now, I'm going back to Sarasota. Ian's not interested in what's going on in Sarasota. So the device that we call the football will be staying here on Marianas with Alex, and I know you're pretty happy about
care
that.
Of it, and all of you listeners out there.
You guys don't understand how this pains me. Look at your big smiles on your faces. How you're reveling in my joy or in my sorrow. Yeah. Anyway, it's the right choice.
There's worse places to go than Sarasota, I guess. But I mean, we're in the United States. We all seem to be riding the crazy train, and I don't remember buying a ticket.
Well, speak for yourself. We're hanging out at the beach yesterday, going to restaurants.
My son got his junior scuba diving certification yesterday.
Awesome.
You know, salt water and sun are cleansing. What's the problem?
Yeah.
I don't see a single problem with it. We have all kinds of weirdness going on. Do you hear that there is actually a cure for this? I'll call it the woo flu just because it cheeses off President Xi. You hear there was actually a cure for this thing? And
I have involved peeing on yourself.
Yeah, I've heard that there's a cure. What's
that? Yeah, and nobody's talking about it. The local news media barely mentions it. I heard one mention of it on Fox News Radio, and then it's back to, we're all going to die.
I've read and heard that there's an anti-malarial drug that actually strongly mitigates it. Yeah, well, you know what's funny? I was sitting there with a good friend of mine.
Well, it was. All the doctors and the healthcare professionals bought up the available stocks. And now, apparently, the pharmaceutical companies that were making it, but they'd stopped because, people had stopped buying it. Well, some are gone. I guess we're going to have to start making it again.
Yeah.
And this one, they didn't move to China.
Well, I got a friend. He's got a pipeline into this kind of thing, and he and I were sitting at on the porch talking about this last night, actually having a cigar, and he was talking to doctor friends of his, trying to get like a bunch of it for him and his friends. I'm not sure exactly if it cures it, but what we were talking about is it really mitigates the symptoms.
What it does is it prevents the virus from reproducing. MedCram did a video on this on the the video streaming channel that currently is not streaming Free Talk Live. Shame on them. And it enables the cell to take zinc in, and this gets up to the ACE2 receptors and tells the Wu flu virus to basically take a hike. You're not reproducing here. And then without any place to reproduce, the cell basically dies. I mean, the virus basically dies. It's attacked by the immune system and is destroyed.
Do you know of any country or region that has successfully used this at a large scale?
Define large. I know France had tested it with 40 patients, and they had 40 successes. It has been tested in South Korea. Don't know the size of that study. I would imagine large, simply because, very populous country. And it has been tested in China, and they claim it was successful, but then now they're claiming that we unleashed the Wu flu on them. So you always wonder about data from China.
One of their ministers tweeted a conspiracy theory that it could have come over with the U.S. Military in the U.S. military games or whatever. So I wouldn't say he in this case. And believe me, Trump's making them pay for it, calling it the China virus.
Well, I saw.
Thank you, Matthew, for giving us that nice suggestion.
We could call it the Kung Flu, and everybody's Kung Flu fighting.
I like that. Kung Flu shortens it. I'm always for fewer syllables.
Yes.
But, you know, I mean, and I bet Corona sales have suffered because of this, the beer. What do you think? More?
No,
less?
I think no publicity is bad publicity. Well, I was on the beach yesterday drinking a beer, but it was a Carlsberg instead. So, you know, I was...
Where's that from?
It's from Denmark. And then the day before, I had a Red Stripe. You know,
and that's from Jamaica?
Jamaica. It's actually good beer. But my go-to here is San Miguel from the Philippines, which is really good.
Yeah, so I've heard. I don't know that I can even find that in the States. I've never found San Miguel.
Any sailor who's been on a Westpac knows what San Miguel is.
So when you're on the Westpac, what do they do when you become a turtleback when you cross the equator?
Oh, that's okay. You got the shellback.
Shellback.
And then you got the domain of the golden dragon. The domain of the golden dragon is when you go past the international dateline. They don't really make a big deal about it, but you kind of can rate a certificate. And a shellback. A trusty shellback is a guy who's gone south of the equator. And when you cross the equator, at least back in the day when I was in before everything got politically correct and they really just kind of watered things down, they used to have like a big crossing the line ceremony where you'd have one of the guys who was a trusty shellback. A trusty shellback is somebody who's been across the equator, but us unworthy wogs, our dirty polywogs, were the guys who haven't gone south of the equator. I myself, unfortunately, am still a wog.
Seriously?
Saddam Hussein made sure of that because we were supposed to cross the equator and go to Australia, but then again, Kuwait got invaded, so we had to stay in the Persian Gulf.
The U.S. does like to keep its wars above the
ten
north
months.
Of the, equator.
Well, there's a lot more stuff going on north of the equator. But so instead of going down to Australia, we dipped around the Straits of Malacca and went to Hong Kong instead, which was cool because I had a good liberty there. And but basically, the crossing the lawn ceremony, at least the way they used to do it, would be King Neptune would come out. So you have a guy dressed as King Neptune.
Seriously.
And then you'd have the We'll talk about this later because you got the music coming.
I'm curious about this. I do actually have a friend. I go visit a guy in the nursing home that was in the Navy during World War II, and he crossed the equator. Interesting. 855-450-3733.
That's Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. We're coming to you from the U.S. Mariana Islands. I'm Alex.
And Dave.
And Mark.
And the number to call in is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE like freedom. So today we're talking about Corona. We'll be talking about Netflix breaking the internet. Will bullets become currency? And a lot more. But first, Dave wants to finish up his story.
Yeah.
On the last
How
segment.
One becomes a shellback.
A
in the
trusty shellback.
Terribly sorry.
That's okay. well, unfortunately, this is being told to you by a dirty old wog because, If you never made it across, you're just a polywog, you're scum.
Across, I mean the equator.
Yeah. So my story was we were prepping to go across the equator. It was a nice August day in 1990 when we were getting ready to go south to hit Australia, and all of a sudden, gong, 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 general quarters, all hands manned, general quarter stations, praising for general quarters, imminent chemical attack. So for 4 days, we were, in MOP 4, and we were waiting for Kuwait to invade, Kuwait got invaded. It was all sorts of craziness happened. But what we were going to do was we were going to go down to Australia for some good liberty, and the way we were going to cross the equator, and of course, this is in the old Navy, the real Navy, the Navy that, your grandpa told you about where you wore boondockers and dungarees.
I didn't think it was the real Navy unless you got a ration of rum.
Oh, no, well, we're... actually, there's a thing about the reason why coffee is called a cup of Joe is because Secretary of the Navy, Josephus Daniels, back in 1913... ended the grog ration because
there was a grog ration.
Well, yeah, the U.S. Navy had a grog ration. I think it was beer. I can't remember exactly what it was because I was just a memory at that. I was just a twinkle in my great grandfather's eye at the time. But he probably had it because I know I've got an ancestor who was in the Navy at the time. But the grog ration was replaced by coffee. Because Josephus Daniels' wife was involved in the temperance movement.
She was a teetotaler.
Yes. So, sarcastically, they would go, yeah, here's your cup of Joe.
Right, got it.
So that's why, a lot of stories, a lot of things come from nautical things. But
trusty shellback.
Yeah, so crossing the line, what they would do is for weeks, all of the trusty shellbacks would get ready, and they'd relish the idea of like putting everybody through the crap that
hazing
they went through.
People, yes.
Yeah. And you know, it's like because, you know, everything got politically correct and we got all the, you know, sensitive people now, they don't do this stuff anymore.
Now we can't abuse people.
Oh yeah.
Stinks.
But, you know, I mean, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and it builds esprit de corps.
There's an argument for hazing.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Like, for example, when I made petty officer, they tacked my crow on, okay? Tacking your crow on is like, in the Navy, you've got an eagle with a chevron on it as your rank insignia. It goes on your left sleeve. And in the old days, back in my day, when I made petty officer, they would wrap my arm around a stanchion, and everybody above the rank of E3 would line up and punch you in the arm. And in fact, there was a special brass ring with crossed anchors that they would like give to everybody, this big old hunking brass ring with the BM symbol. And all the bosun mates would just really hit you hard. Some of them would do it with their elbow as well. And my arm was black and blue for like a month after that. But you know what? I earned it, and I'm proud of it. And, you know, I didn't die. But the thing is, so you cross the line, and they have this procession where a guy dresses up as King Neptune. You have, the prettiest, the least masculine looking person.
I hate to have that job.
Who in this case was my division officer, Ensign Cison. He was the WOG Biot. You know, whatever, word with the female dog, right?
Gotcha, okay.
And
Winch, we'll use the term winch.
He was the wog wench, and then he would basically walk down and just stand next to King Neptune, and he didn't have to go through any of the hazing, but he did have to wear a dress.
He didn't have to go through any of the hazing,
okay,
but he did have to wear a dress. Go ahead.
Okay, and you know, people say there's a lot of homosexuality in the Navy. I don't really think that there's any more or less than any other branch,
we'll take your word for it, Dave.
Yeah, I mean, I never went that direction, but so then they would take all the galley trash for like a month, and they stored it in our Port Hilo hangar.
Is this like just compost? The banana peels?
Old bread? All the food waste.
Okay.
Like, you know,
it's vile and disgusting.
Yeah. Lobster. Well, and especially. Well, here's the thing. You know, this is another awesome thing about the Navy. You have steak and lobster when they're going to screw you over. They go, today's dinner will be steak and lobster. And you go, oh, God, where our deployment's getting extended. So you had like lobster shells, and you had like shrimp shells. You had like fish scale. I mean, you had all that nasty stuff fermenting in garbage cans for like a month, and then what they would do is they'd take a trough and line it with garbage bags, and then you'd strip down to your underwear, and you have to crawl through this through a gauntlet, and then they'd hose you off with a fire hose, and then they take the fattest guy on the ship, grease his belly up with lard and all sorts of other junk.
Like slide him through it?
No. And he'd sit there on a throne, and then you'd have to crawl up on your hands and knees and eat an olive out of his belly button. So anybody who's been through this is immune from COVID-19. I'll tell you that. So that, you know, but as I said, I think the Clinton era.
Just when you think you're done after having crawled through pig slop.
Oh, and as you're crawling through, they take the old fire hoses and they would like cut them up, and then they'd like flail you with them.
God, this is not bad enough.
As you're crawling, and then as I said, to wash you off after you've eaten the it's usually an olive or a maraschino cherry or a black olive.
What do they have in the ship stores?
Whatever they have, and then I think they had green olives planned for us because those make you extra nauseous, and then after you've eaten the olive, then they hose you off, and then they give you a plaque saying you're a trusty shellback, and you get to walk around telling everybody I'm better than you because I'm a trusty shellback and you're not.
Well, you have to wait until you get off the boat because everybody's a trusty shellback at this point.
It's a ship.
Terribly.
That's okay. I'm just messing with you.
I know.
Yeah, but no, actually, submarines are boats, but ships are ships.
Why do they call submarines boats and naval vessels?
Because anything that can be taken out of the water with a crane is considered a boat.
Okay.
And then for some reason, I think they just called submarines boats because back in the day when the first submarines came out, they were boats.
Yeah.
A ship, you know, is basically anything over a certain amount of tonnage.
Okay.
And then the difference between...
How do they clean the barnacles? Because one of the reasons I have to take my boat out of the water is to get to scrape the barnacles off the bottom.
Well, that's an interesting question. I was just talking to a friend of mine who's a diver, and they have... They actually send divers down there with, tools to get it off, or they take it into a dry dock, and then they use, basically chipping tools.
How do they dry dock it if they don't use a crane?
Well, we had a thing called, there's two types of dry docks. You got floating dry docks, and you got, I forget what the name, just a regular dry dock. And what it is it's, a canal works where they have the locks?
Okay. Okay. They just put it in there and drain
it
out.
They put it in there and they drain the water. Yeah, Long Beach had three huge dry docks that could take aircraft carriers when I was there.
Do these barnacle scrapers live on the boat all the time and that's their job? Is I'm the barnacle scraper?
No, they don't. They don't do that. You have to go into port or
it takes 3 weeks.
Yeah.
For barnacles to come back. I mean, these things come right away. I mean, your boat must just be covered. Excuse me, your ship must be covered in these things.
Well, what was cool, man, was back in the 80s, I got to see the USS Wisconsin in dry dock, and that was a sight. And I also saw the Forrestal. And, you're walking around in this dry dock underneath this huge ship where the propeller is as big as your house. It's pretty cool. And then you got, teams of guys, wearing the PPE with personal protective equipment, the face shields and stuff.
Okay.
And with these needle guns just going, nah, 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 just needling it off. And then you prep it with a primer, and then you paint over it. And back in the day, of course, we used cool stuff like red lead, which actually stayed on the ship.
Yeah, the red lead will stay. It will keep the barnacles off too.
Yeah. But then they went all environmental on us.
Oh yeah.
I remember every bosun mate was crying because we can't paint with this. It's water soluble. But that was pretty.
It was back in the days.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, if you want to hear more about the good old Navy days
and
get a distraction from Corona, or just call in and tell us what the government is doing in your area, the number is 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.